So this is the best one chip challenge I've ever seen.
We gotta go.
Where, dude? MW2 lobby in the open beta. It's like sweet music to my ear.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut your bitch ass.
Ketchup? Bro, what? What? I think it's why they're, it's down understanding. Isn't it crazy how the crowd keeps on expanding? That's why I wanted to include this, because of how the crowd just expands whenever he goes. I don't know at the beginning you were doubtful. Sometimes I beat up some that's such a feat. Yeah, do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. No shake my hand or reach. I flow the beats, I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep, fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Go Fred, leave it red, made it red. All the blood I bled, all the butt I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud, it's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells, all that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up, I don't feel well. Throwing up, I'm a f***ing tell. It should be my meat.
Then I go right to sleep. All right,
we're gonna get right into it. This is we're back from the break, back from the hiatus that we all took, or I mainly took, because I don't know, I just had to take a break from everything and just focus on working and getting my schedule down, getting that fucking bread up so I can not stress and be able to focus time more on the podcast. So we took a break for like 3 weeks, I think, from episode 95. This is episode number 96.
It was a fat minute. I don't know if I know how to do this anymore.
All you got to do is just bring up that VLC, and then we got an amazing Graham's Basement for us today. We got the Harry Mack back in attack with the Mack at the back of the sack. Also, speaking of the Mack at the back of the back of the sack, it's the deck, Tides, SoundCloud, Shine. That's the track title, and here we go. Oh, I forgot about this one. This is a dope-ass one. So while this is playing, you mentioned not knowing how to do anything. I forgot how to do the intro, and that's why this is all sporadic. But we're just gonna go with the flow.
Yep.
Just like Shine, SoundCloud, deck, Tides. It's like all fucking mixed up today. Who gives a fuck, though? We got three major components of today's podcast. Graham's Basement, which is going to lay out a bunch of different topics for the rest of the podcast. And then we have a tier list, a Call of Duty tier list. Me and Kingsley are both going to give y'all our tier list for like how we rank the Call of Duty games, starting from the fourth until now. Well, until before the one that's about to come out. Oh, I think, and Vanguard too, besides that. But anyway, after that, we have a special segment that we'll lay out for y'all later. But let's get right into the Grant's Basement, because this is this first clip consists of our main views that are coming from our YouTube shorts right now. And that's the legendary fucking Harry fucking Mack. He is just consistently bringing us views, because we just, it's from the prom video of all the motherfuckers in the suits, and they're so fucking hyped.
Yeah.
So that's given us a lot of viewership, and we love it, because I wanted to implement some music aspects to the Graham's Basement. I also, like, my top three is music, cringe, and like the obvious like fail comedy. So without any further ado, we're gonna bring up the Graham's Basement. And you know, I haven't heard this in a very long time, so we're just gonna play it.
Spell red.
Red, L-S-T-E-R.
Oh my god, amazing. But Beat is leading us into the 96 Graham's Basement, because yeah, I think I did a Graham's Basement on the first episode. So yeah, this is 96 Graham's Basements. The amount of TikToks I have just in the vault is just, it's inhumane. It really is. So let's bring up that VLC, and then we're going to get right into the Gramps Basement with a Harry Mack freestyle on the beach.
On the beach, all right. Chill vibes.
Chill, always.
What's up, y'all? How you guys doing? Good, good. Can we do a freestyle? Oh, what's up? How you doing?
This is a little long. This is about 4 minutes.
You're here.
Like, thank God. I've been seeing you everywhere.
So, give me the best word. Whoa. Indubitably.
I get that, like, 2.5.
2.5.
Indubitably, doubtful, percolator.
2.5 out of 3, at least.
Let's get it, man. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, this is a longer one, so let's just vibe out with me and King for a sec.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's wait for the beat to drop. Yo. Yeah, I'm the truest with freeze. I kill the game indubitably. Cause when I come off top, they can see I'm the illest ever, everybody can agree. It's indubitable when I come off the top with the stupidest flow. I'm the rudest, my bro, I'ma really make it happen. H-Mac snapping of the ship, I'm a captain, taking action. Yeah, anytime I round the people stand up. Look at these two dudes with their hands up. Yeah, I said we really out here all the way in San Diego and we still getting fan love.
Ooh.
Yeah, and y'all know I'm never fake. I can kill the whole game in one take. And I love that's a 2-1 your arm, but I ain't never lying. H-Mac is no snake. Yeah, y'all know I win in the battle. Feel me from San Diego to Seattle. Matter of fact, enemies can hear me coming like your snake. I show up with the rattle. H-Mac, man, you know I let my boys in. Yeah, and you know they making noise inside of the venue. Cause I strike something like a cobra. I'ma kill him dead with the poison. Stand at the edge of the cliff. I be ready for the rush. I'm about
that
to
dude bobbing his head is me.
Every time I fall off the brain,
I can't stop, bro.
Game. They reminded me of SpongeBob. Yeah, I come right hey. Up the top with the thunder be free. Feeling like SpongeBob, I'ma go deep. I be hanging out under the sea. Yeah, I kill the game and you better believe it. I grab on the mic and I tear them to pieces. I'm holy with mine, I remind them of Jesus. My flow is addictive, it's just like some cheeses. Yeah, and you know I do the boast, G. So my flow is like cheese, it's toasty.
Oh,
I be
now,
coming
man.
Off the tip of the brain. Every time I grab the mic, I'ma flipping insane. Everybody get in the name. Grip on the mic
look
and
her,
I bust
memorized.
On. Everybody know when I'm in the session flowing.
That dude has
like
not
mushrooms.
Stopped. Bobbing his head the entire time.
Sure. H-Mac, I've been going wild with the verse. Freestyle, every lyric shit is unrehearsed. I will disperse through the whole universe. Every time I rap, they know the flow's handsome. Every time I spit, compose a new anthem. Every time I rhyme, break down understanding. Ain't it crazy how the crowd keeps on expanding? Yeah,
that's why I wanted to include this. Because of how the crowd just expands
right.
Whenever he goes.
About, I don't know at the beginning you were doubtful. But I'm about to prove y'all wrong. H-Mac with the truest song, can't doubt this. I'm really all about this. Show your whole entire attention, I'll reroute this. I'm about to grab it. Man, this dude gotta get props. Cause he straight up pulled up my TikTok. Yeah, I'm really in the zone. Wait, is this a mirror? No, wait, that's your phone.
Dude.
I see myself and I'm repping all day.
How much pussy does this guy get, bro? Fuck.
Getting it done. I like all your crew. Said I follow you. Shouts, little man, I'ma throw you the pound. Anytime I'm in the session, it be going on down. I'm about to make it happen when I'm ripping the words. Cause when I spit it off the tip, you know the shit is absurd.
Dude, imagine if he did that to that girl sitting. Immediately.
I might tour all around the planet in the van. Yeah, H-Mac, I'm calling what I'm seeing on the t-shirt. They said rap was dead, so this the rebirth. Okay, indubitably. And then we went to doubtful. What's the third word out my mouth, though? That's right, yeah. You know my work is greater. You know I serve a hater. Me about to bubble like percolator. Man, you know I'm breaking it down. I'm too insane, I be crazy with sounds. Y'all know I came through with lyrical finesse. Every time I grab the mic, I be feeling so blessed.
Ooh.
Put the hashtag right in front of that. Yeah, cause you know I came to run this scene. H-Mac, y'all know that I kill it. Every time I spill it, I'ma get the props so comfortably. Yeah, y'all know they loving the flair. Just like this child throw it up in the air. Hold him up high, y'all couldn't deny. I'm lasting long, like your shirt says I'm strong. I'm about to make it happen crazy when rapping. I'm loaded with the ammo. Shot my little fan in the camo. H-Mac calling anything you see him when it comes to free. And I'm the funkiest, freshest of human beings.
Kid doesn't know what the fuck to do.
Look how red he is.
For these ill that vein in his neck.
Place your bets all up on the neck like Vegas.
Straight shit.
I'ma get a leg up. Cause these other MCs just hate a maid. Matter of fact, I'ma get you hydrated. Kinda like you're sipping on the Gatorade. H-Mac off the top, I don't need no plan.
Getting killing closer to that girl on the bottom, bro.
Do it for the people that be taking a stand down to the younger fans who be laid in the sand. Let's go.
Right. You knew how to end it out, bro.
That is amazing.
Appreciate it. Hey, high five, high five.
That, he's honestly incredible. Look at all that
sold
fucking
sold out.
Yeah,
what?
Dude.
Hold on, let's see this shit.
Yeah, let's go to his Energy exchange is what it's called.
Appreciate it. Hey, high five, high five.
Yeah, he goes because we showed the TikTok of him performing, and he does all of that type of shit. London. And look at that shit, sold out. All the venues he's at. Incredible, man. Here, move your webcam to the left a little bit.
Oh,
that way. Yeah.
There we go.
Perfect. Energy Exchange, Harry Mack, bro, the official. So I wanted to challenge Harry Mack with another guy who does the same type of shit. He's more a street performer.
Bro, I don't know if you can beat that.
We'll see, bro. We'll see. We've covered him one time before. This guy has the same type of fast track freestyle as Harry Mack. Let's go to the next one. You'll be introduced, bro.
All
right. Lotto, I see up in the cup. How you feeling, bro? Chilling with a smile on his face. Letter reaction. This is what it is. And he take another bite, so he got a good taste. I got the letty on the right, the panini. I see up in the bag. Chilling with the blue fingernails. Check it out. You can see the snake that be on the rings. Oh, this is what I talk about with the black band. Ooh. Right there. Look, I'm pulling. I finna take a stand. You said the panda bear. I'm putting in the rhyme, but I can't get her face because she leaned back, dog. Check it when. I finna do it. Now she smiling at the turquoise that be on the ears and on the top. Or maybe it be green with the backpack that be all gray. Look, I'm glad I done stopped on the block. And it's red. Berry, the flavor, right here, dog, making music. How you feeling, stranger? He chilling with the sink or swim? Is he finna take a seat? He say good. Homie still eats, and he take another bite with the cheese.
The
I don't really know what it is, but either way it go. Checking out the swag with the shells on the neck and the A cap, you know where we at. He got the Ray-Bans that be on the glasses.
That's some
on the G shit. Skateboard, he ready to go. It's what it is, like I'm rapping. I see the people around, and we giving a show. And his head be knocking. I thank you for that, man. I think the energy is so awesome. And she take another bite. It's all right. Look, we here living life. That's cool. It's real short. That's all it was, man.
Here, pause it. Pause it right there. Shout that name out.
Ray Wimley?
Yeah, dude. So we covered him one time before, probably last year. Me and Morgan. One of his viral videos is him and like a big, you know, like on like Jackson Square in New Orleans, they have all those street performers and
yeah.
art on the, he does shit like that where he has crowds and in the viral video, he's just, there's just a big mass of people just like passing by while he's performing. He's just describing
everything
single person, every little thing. So it just reminded me of Harry Mack. And I feel like Them motherfuckers, if they faced off, if they both had a separate crowd, they could
go on for days.
Yeah, dude. Harry Mack, you'll see the vein pop in his neck. It's just fucking crazy. I think I have, oh yeah, dude, I got one more music thing. And I don't remember the last time a college band got me as hyped as this video is about to. So skip to the next one and pause it as soon as it gets on. Okay, so open up the Evernote real quick, because I want to read what this... I got to shout him out on the... Yeah, you can probably just minimize that. So, let's see. So, this Trumpa guy, William Bilal, Benedict College, Columbia, South Carolina. Black and Blues is the piece they're playing. It'll get you... Because I know you go to college games way more than I do. Imagine if you're... Okay. Just let me put this into a visualization real quick. All right. You're about 10 beers deep, okay? Tigerland. And this motherfucker starts performing while you're in... I don't know. While you're in... it's like the halftime show, and it's a very fucking close game.
Okay.
And then you hear this on the halftime. So let's bring it back up.
All right. Let's see.
I'm going to get goosebumps again, bro. Let's play it. I'm getting goosebumps right now. I want to run through a brick wall right now.
That's time.
And to get a reaction out of that.
I
Jeez, calm down.
Bruh, I'm bruh. Saying, man, that
I'd be,
dude.
I'd be balls to the wall.
That dude. I'd be yelling so many obscene things, just so angry. Fuck you! Let's fucking go! Come on! That dude is handling a 2,000-year-old instrument like he fucking made it,
bruh. Yeah, I'd be crowd surfing.
Bruh, and to get that type of reaction from a fucking trumpet in a band like that is incredible. Oh my god. All right, so not to be a downer or anything, but it's all downhill from here.
Nah.
Just gonna let you know.
He hypes you up to just shoot you back down.
Because at the end of this, I found a cringe video that has topped all of the other cringe for me, and I don't think I can get through the whole thing, and I don't really want to talk about it after. We just need to skip it, okay? Let's. You want to make that pact right now? We just skip it after? Yeah. I'm telling you, it's really bad. But that's not the next video. Let's go to the next one.
Wait till the end.
Oh yeah, just watch this.
What's up? What's up? Where are you gonna head it at? Where?
Right here.
Where you throwing it? Where?
Over the hoop.
Oh, I want to see this. Hold up. Let me see.
Okay, what?
Let me see this.
Wow. Look at Leo.
He said, "I'm going home." That was nasty.
That fucking pass to him, though, man. What the fuck? Go to the beginning again.
Oh my god, what a shot, though.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah,
it's the whole sequence of events, like,
goes up to this dude. He's like, "Yo,
what's up? What's up? Where you gonna head it at?"
Dude, where on the phone and everything.
See that?
Fucking rainbow pass.
Let me see
this. Kobe.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Bro. Goes into oncoming traffic.
He's like, I've hit everything on my bucket list. This was the final one. He's like, if you hit me, I don't give a fuck. I did that.
After this, after all I've done in my life, I'm sitting home with some coffee and that's it. I've achieved everything. All right, on to the next.
Big fat slob.
Okay, pause it real quick. So I've been watching a lot of Karen get what they deserve type videos, and this is just pay attention to what she says at the end. I think she's reading some type of card someone gave her, and she makes some comments, and the reaction is great. Like that caption says, gosh, the way everybody just laughed at her.
Fuck Karens.
It, dude.
I'm sorry if your name Karen, but fuck Karens.
Fuck them. Fuck them all, bro. Damn. Look at everybody smiling.
I'm not your doormat. I don't know one person here anything. You just think that you have the right to disrespect me because I'm an attractive woman.
Wow, the crowd, bro.
Dude, people are cackling.
Damn,
dude, that is the one of the biggest roasts I've ever seen in my life.
And she just continues to look at the card to be like, all right,
yeah.
What do I have to say now?
What can I say now?
Yeah.
There's somebody, if you have a group of people like cackling at you after you say that you're attractive.
You get in your head, dude. You get in your head.
She got humbled the fuck down. Oh my god. Yeah, so I'm probably gonna integrate a lot of those because those are very very self-satisfying to watch.
I thought you said the videos were going downhill. I enjoyed that a lot.
Oh, just wait. You say that.
Oh, shit.
The last two are the big finale. One's going to make you angry, and one's just going to make you question everything that you've ever known in life.
Well.
But until then, let's go to the next one.
Thick. Hey, Hong.
Three.
Hey, Hong, I don't know if I can eat all that.
You have to. You can't.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
So this is the best one chip challenge I've ever seen.
Boom.
I want y'all to witness this journey.
Eat the other one. Eat the other one.
All of it, Phil. Chew it.
You have to swallow it, Phil. You have to swallow it, Phil. You have to swallow it. Don't waste it, motherfucker. Hell, you can't, don't waste my shit.
That's $8 right there.
Hell yeah.
Dude, $8.
Where, dude?
Go, go, go!
Go, go, go!
Hey, Nano, Kenny Wayne, you sure y'all ready for this?
Don't do it! It's stuck!
It's stuck!
Hey, you should have read the warning.
Hey, he didn't even last a full minute, y'all. Y'all seen it.
You didn't even eat the
chin. Guys, we need. Our boy ate the hot chin. Hey, Phil, is it worth it?
No comment. It's a scream.
Is it worth it?
Oh
my God, man.
That's gold.
Oh, fuck. I think I'm gonna laugh hard as fuck every single time I've seen that video, because I've probably seen it 5 times. This is my 6th time seeing it. The way he yells, man.
His eyes get all big. He just like transforms.
He's like,
a fucking monster.
Go, go, go! Go, go, go! Let's get out of here!
Wow.
Oh, man. Hey, all right.
He's got nuts though.
Yeah, dude, he's doing it, and I'm gonna be doing it in 2 weeks' time. So King has already solidified that event happening. He already has the chip, so I mean, I have to do it now. What am I gonna do? Fucking throw it away? Right, you know?
Yeah, come on. Or give me my $8.
I'd rather die before I do that. I'll fucking do the one chip. All right, let's go to the next one.
Damn,
oh, pause it, pause it. So this is going to bring up one of our segments at the end of this.
Nostalgia.
nostalgia indeed. So I know for me and King's generation, the MW2 lobbies were notorious for just having the most diabolical chaos ensue after like every single match. It's just so fucking chaotic and toxic.
You had 20 seconds to get everything out of your system.
It's just as soon as the game ends, both lobbies has a chance to talk to each other. And I mean, dude, a bunch of like prepubescent teens and teens just going through puberty, letting all their angst out on a video game, bro. At that time, it was perfect timing for Xbox Live to come out in retrospect.
Bro, my mom would come in and be like, are you okay?
Dude, do you remember the voice messages? You would send individual voice messages like, fuck you, bitch. I hope you fucking die. You suck at this fucking game. Fuck you, pussy. You intervention using bitch. Use another gun, bitch.
I made sure any message I opened, the volume was at like 1. And my ear was just up to it like, all right. Here we go. What you got to say?
You have no idea. And those times that your mic disconnects from your Xbox and it goes on the TV.
Yeah.
and the party is already just saying some fucking debauchery type shit. Your mom comes by. She's like, oh my God, what has my son turned out to be?
Are these your friends?
No.
No, I hate him.
This dude's from like across the country.
This dude's a fucking bitch. He keeps using the goddamn sniper, mom. You have no fucking clue. But yeah, we so me and King recently got the beta for the new MW2 game, and I want to tell you right now.
It's very different.
Very different indeed. But what's the same is the lobbies. So we're going to play a little taste of the current MW2 lobby in the open beta. It's like sweet music to my ears, to be honest.
Point.
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Shut bitch ass. Shut
your
Oh my God, that is just absolute gold. That is just gold, man. Absolute gold. Oh, pause it. Go to the first one and just skip to where we were. Like, go to that first one, double click on it.
I messed it up.
Oh my God, you messed it up on the.
Oh,
go back.
Oh.
Oh my God. Hey, yeah. Pause it right after. I gotta take a deep breath before we get to this video. Because
that's the bad one,
bro. We made a pact in the beginning, okay? I just wanted to show you this and share everyone this video that I found that just made me question everything that is life. Let's go to it. You're gonna need to do about 5 more of those.
all right.
Just see how this this. I don't know. Just
get it.
Mom, are you a girl or a boy? There hasn't been one single day of camp where a kid hasn't asked me my gender, and every day they ask me, I always say,
but dude, pause it. Let me get one thing straight, okay? I don't care what you do in your life that makes you happy, but to go and act like this, like a fucking cartoon character, and why, man? Like, it hurts. It hurts to watch this. It really does. I'm holding my fucking brain because I don't know what else to hold on to. All right, let's continue.
You sure you're done?
Ugh.
I feel like you got more to say.
I do.
Do it. Okay, let's see what we got.
Because I know they're young, they're curious, and they just want to know. I am you. What?
Dude, I don't think I can make it.
Happens every time. And I'm really grateful because the other counselors will just back me up. Yeah. Mom, it's just mom, baby. And I really just hope that this summer I can teach them that you don't have to be anything other than you. You're more than enough just by being you. Woo!
See that silence? There are people that's an actual human being doing actual things on a social media platform.
So. All right, I do have a question. I'm just trying to gather what I'm trying to ask. So what is she?
I don't know. They go by they them.
Okay.
And then they go to a camp.
She's neither a boy
or a girl. Yes. And then she gets asked all the time. And then that's her whole personality on TikTok. It's just to act like that and just be a representative for the community. Like I said, do whatever makes you happy. But I don't care what organization you're for. If you act like that, like, I hate you. Like, that is just ridiculous, man. That makes it's like a fucking kid, like a 5-year-old kid
That has to be for the clout.
Unfortunately, I don't think it is. And I'm usually pretty good at sniffing shit out. Mm. Why would you? All right, let's just go on to the next one. The next one is going to make you hate, but not as much.
I don't know. That took a lot out of me. My head hurts.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't think I should have put that in there.
Yeah, I'm drained.
All right. Here we go. So, let's go to the next one.
I'm so confused because apparently America...
This is a UK lad, okay? And apparently...
Hello, Gavna.
Apparently, they eat beans on toast for a lot of things. And she's just trying to make it appetizing for us Americans. So, let's see if she can make an appetizing beans on toast dish.
Don't eat beans on toast. Apparently, it's not a thing over there. I'm confused. I used to eat this every day as a kid, religiously. This was my favorite food. I used to... Every day, I would ask my parents, beans on toast? And they'll be like, because cheap.
I'm not a very picky eater.
Me either.
That's all I'm going to say. Let's continue.
Good, quick to make, and is yummy. So, for the people who don't know, which is Americans, this is how you make beans on toast. First, you put some butter on some toast. Then after that, you get your little beanies. I know a lot of people are gonna hate on me for this, but I love the little ones with sausages in them. Everyone judges me for this, but you know what? They're fucking good, so shut up, Kelly. Anyways, after that, I'm gonna put some cheese, some grated cheese.
I don't think that's toast.
A lot of cheese in there.
That's not toasted, like, at all.
Lovely. Okay, that's a bit too much, actually. And then, this could be controversial.
Dude.
I had a fuck ton. I had a lot of ketchup to this shit.
Dude.
I feel like ketchup, honestly, it's so hard to know how much ketchup you need. It really stresses me out. Boom. Dinner. If you've never tried this, please do, because I actually know.
I really don't think I'll ever try that.
Like, yeah, I think it's good too.
I want to know if just British people like it. Ugh. Over here, it's a big thing.
Ugh. Bruh, okay, I got a few things. That one, the toast isn't toasted, okay? It's like fucking butter and bread. Two, that's baked beans, right? You know they have like fucking that gravy shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna make that bread so fucking soggy and disgusting. Three, ketchup? Bruh, what? What? I think it's why it's a thing in UK and not here, you know. I was flabbergasted at that fucking dish and the way that she just chomped away at it with that fucking fork, bro. Fuck.
Right after she was just like, "All right, video's over."
No, the sad thing is she probably fucking finished the whole thing and she's gonna have a second, and she probably has another video ready. Beans on toast with
with mustard.
God, dude, that makes me want to fucking throw up. But yeah, always end off the Gramps basement with the right way. We started off rolling high, Harry Mack, the band, you know,
bring the heat,
some fails, and it just goes downhill, the debauchery. But we're gonna get into our own debauchery of our own. We're going to close out of that Gramps basement for me. Just close out a VLC. Let's see. So, yeah, let's see. We mentioned the One Chip Challenge. I'm going to do that. I might post it, with the 100th episode. Like, we'll film it soon, and then I'll just have that in the vault until then. Because I promise y'all, it's going to be a very good reaction because I don't do... I can physically handle a lot of heat, but it doesn't look like it. I sweat profusely. Like, there's going to be sweat dripping out of every orifice in my body whenever I eat this. I'm probably gonna throw up. You know what? Not even probably, I'm definitely gonna throw up because I'm gonna eat it. I'm gonna fucking swallow it too. I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but
rest in peace to your stomach.
My stomach is already fucked, man. It's already as fucked as it can get, so might as well, you know. And this brings us to our not really, but it brings us to our next segment. We're going to do a tier list of all the COD games. Me and King are going to make our own tier list really quick. All right. We're going to go ahead and run through these pretty quick. All right, so you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right. You might need to read off the titles. I know the first is Ghosts, the second is World War II, and the third is COD 4, but after that, it's kind of hard to read. So, okay. Ghosts, trash. Put it in the trash. World War II, what's the modern... Okay. Okay, let me preface this first. So we have four rankings. First is elite, second, mid, third, moderately tolerable, and fourth is just straight up trash, okay? So that's our four tiers. Ghost is already in the trash because I remember buying that, and in the time everybody was just buying every COD game every year, and I remember specifically putting 1 month of time into the story, into the multiplayer. And back then, a month into Call of Duty was just unheard of. I usually at least put like 6 months into each game. So, Ghost, trash. And World War II, let's go with moderately tolerable for World War II. I somewhat like that game. COD 4, Elite.
Elite.
What is that?
Infinite Warfare.
Trash. Is that Black Ops 2?
Black Ops 2, yeah.
I might get a lot of hate on this. Let's go mid. Black Ops 2. I mean, do we even have to...
What about to say?
Dude, that's elite. Elite. What is that? Dude, do we even have to... That's elite. Yeah. Black Ops 1, elite. I think I only... What is that? Is that Black Ops 4?
Dude, I can't...
It must be. It has to be Black Ops 4 because we had Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2, Black Ops 4. Trash. MW3, mid. What is that? What is that one?
It's called the.
I know there's Advanced Warfare to the right. Let me see it.
It's the first Black Ops, huh?
Is that Black Ops 2? That's Black Ops. Black Ops. That's Black Ops 4. That's 3. That's 2.
Okay, so, okay.
Ow, God.
All right, Black Ops 2. Mid. Advanced Warfare, you know what? I'm gonna get some hate for this,
dude. What?
But I enjoyed it. I'm gonna put it moderately tolerable.
Are you serious?
Yes, dude. I put 80 hours into this multiplayer, and I loved every hour of it.
This is the one that
you boost around.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I loved it, man. I loved
that
it.
That shit was fucking awful.
All right, so that's Chris's final tier list. I finalized it. All right, is there like a reset button?
I mean, I can make this quick for you.
All right, what would you change?
The only thing I'd change is this one.
Because of the boost?
Yeah, it just feel like a COD game, you know. Feel like they added something new and kind of rushed it, and it was just all over the place and not fun.
See, I feel that about Black Ops 4. I think after the second one, it just got uninteresting for me. You wouldn't change anything else?
You know, I'd change Ghost is mid.
What? Right. What?
Only because I was really good at it.
See, that's how I feel about Advanced Warfare. That's why mine was... I had like a fucking 3.5 KD and I was fucking murking bitches, bro.
It was easy. It was easy.
I think we just found out how biased me and you can both be.
Yeah, so no, everything else, yeah.
Those are four undeniable elites up there. I remember when Black Ops 1 first came out, and it was so different, but it fit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, it just got too fast. I mean, I say it got too fast, and I love Advanced Warfare, but I don't know. There was just something about it. That it was probably because of that KD, and I was very proud of it. I remember, oh yeah, that was in my streaming days too. I was just going solo multiplayer. I would just go into lobbies and just wreck, just fucking annihilate. Because people were probably just not enjoying themselves at all, and they're just low morale. And I was just coming in, all energy drinked up, fucking loaded, just annihilating the competition.
It's crazy though. The first game or COD game I started playing was Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So then I had to go back to the OG ones. COD 4 and what I wore to see like what the hype was.
That was, you talking about the first time you played an online multiplayer?
Ooh.
Press the back button.
Oh. Mayday.
Yeah, that might be gone.
Yeah. Well,
we can just throw a picture up on it.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my first COD game.
Oh yeah, and the whole tier base. I mean, me and you are both on the same track with this, but we based all these games off of the multiplayer experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, because I don't really, I remember the stories and stuff, but I mean, just the whole aspect of like all of our friends getting together.
If I had to go with the story mode, that's MW2.
MW2 is the most I'd say COD 4.
Only because Ghost was in it and. I don't know.
That final, the final throwing knife.
Yeah, and then the betrayals.
Yeah, dude. If you specifically remember shit like that, that means it made such an impact on your life. Yeah. You know, I mean, coming home from school and just logging on, going through like a 6-pack of Coke and like, just eating so unhealthy, grinding until like 2 or 3 a.m. Going to school at 7, yeah. Waking up at 6. That was the time, bro. That was the time.
Having my my Razor phone. Calling you guys, being like, hey, you on?
That was my first phone, too.
Then moving to BlackBerry.
I never had a BlackBerry. I moved from a red Razor flip phone to one of those slide-up ones, like the horizontal. You slide it up and you have the buttons.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think I had that until the iPhones came out.
Okay.
And then my first like iTouch or anything was literally called the iTouch. It was the first iPod Touch. And after that I got the 3G and then the 3GS and then the 4, and then I stopped buying iPhones. But yeah, those were the days, bro. I remember getting that 4 and I was like, oh, y'all are fucking poor ass bitches. Nah, yeah. But
slight, yeah.
We're gonna do a lot of these tier lists because I have some more waiting for us for the next episodes. And these next episodes leading up to the 100th, they're gonna be all jam packed with these type of segments because I'm going all out on the planning. So let's see. Let's go to the scroll all the way down on the Evernote. I got one more thing I want to show y'all before we go. And I was going to Sam's today, right? And then I put all the groceries and shit up in the fridge. And I just want to know what y'all's fridges look like. So I took a picture of our fridge, and we're just gonna just explain some shit. We're gonna see how many people have as strong a fridge game as we do. All right, so we're gonna go through. We're gonna go through the top shelf, the middle shelf, and so on and so forth. So I think our fucking milk game is pretty fucking strong. You know what I mean? Milk game. That's my 2-gallon milk jugs. Michael, our other roommate, got a milk jug in the back.
I think like 80% of the stuff in there is yours.
The beer. See, the one thing that isn't mine though. Here at Zoom In. So, what's yours? Let's just go with that. What are your items?
Well,
the grand total.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
So, you know, can't go wrong with Michelob. Very, very, very nice. And,
Yeah, that, you know, oh shit, dude, you gotta.
Wish I had one right now. Fuck, but you know, it's in my fridge, so there's a cold one for me waiting for me.
Oh, you know what? You can actually have a cold one of the ones underneath.
This, yeah, okay, and so now I have a singular one. That's fine.
We're both gonna crack open one of those at the end.
Oh, this right here, pasta, leftover pasta from
where's
Friday.
That from?
Got it from work.
From work, so work noodles. Where's it from?
Oh, Chili's.
Chili's, nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Was that fucking blackened chicken Alfredo?
Yeah, it was.
Chicken, no yeah. Shit. fuck yeah.
What else?
You looking at the condiments?
yeah. I gotta hit the fucking store. All right. But hey, this is mine.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah. You got the Weibolic.
Yeah. Or is that yours?
No. The black one is mine. Okay. The one to the left of it is mine.
And then I have creatine, you know? So, not too bad. Surviving off of leftover pasta, beer, and workout protein.
That's all you need in life, bro. Yeah. That's all you need. So let me go through the plethora of shit that I got going on. So we got fucking 2 gallon milk. We got a whole bunch of fucking papaya, pineapple. In those jars, I got 3 of those jars lined up. I got some fucking restaurant white queso, and what is that fucking butter to the right of your Michelob? What is that?
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's butter.
Butter. I got some. I think this is actually locally brewed craft beer as well. Zoom in on that. I'll just fix it in post, but I just want to know the name of it. I know it's locally brewed.
Juicifer.
I think it's from Lafayette. Look at the top of the can.
Look at the fucking. What is that? What's their mascot?
It reminds me of like a cat dog. Like those type of cartoons. You might not be able to see it.
Hell juicy.
That's where it is, where you just had your mouse. That's right, the name of it. No, go up to the top of the can. Like the words.
This?
Yeah. To the right. Yeah, you can't see it. Anyway, I think it's Lafayette. We'll just go with that. It's locally brewed, so it's all right. I'm not really a big alcohol person, but I think it's all right. So we got that, and I just got some motherfucking sugar-free Jell-O, a variety pack from Sam's. I got that motherfucking sushi, motherfucking grapes, fucking orange juice. And then that's our cheese and meat drawer, but I don't know what's under that. I was looking at the picture whenever I sat down to prepare for the episode. What is that?
It's probably Michael's.
But what could it be?
Leftover or something.
We need to figure that out. we need to unearth this surprise. And of course we got the condiments up in there. Eggs up top, salt-free fucking sugar. I mean, Jesus Christ. Salt-free fucking butter behind that for cooking. We got some Worcestershire sauce, some W sauce, as other people call it, who can't pronounce it because they're fucking pussies. And then we got some hella ranch, peanut butter and jelly shit, and I think we stocked. We'll do the freezer episode next episode, the freezer segment next episode. Freezer game ain't really too big.
I mean, honestly, I'm proud of what our fridge looks like.
Yeah, I mean, after I went to the fucking store. Before this, it was just fucking Michelob, a gallon of milk, and some leftover chili pasta. Hey,
we live around a lot of, you know, a lot of restaurants. It's tempting, very tempting.
Oh, I know. I mean, I'm a sucker for Uber Eats, bro. I can't get away from that. That's why I went to the store today. That sushi's pretty good. Sam's sushi. Surprisingly decent. But yeah, we're gonna end that episode off with that. I'm gonna make a whole story, and I want y'all to upload pictures of your fridge, and if it's too disgusting, please show it. Please. Please. Because I consider ours pretty fucking clean, you know. It could be a lot dirtier.
Yeah, add to the cringe videos.
Yeah, add that to the cringe videos. We'll put y'all in rotation. How about that? So, yeah, we're going to have the Dak Attack with the Mac at the back of the sack lead us out. It's a quick little hour episode. It was supposed to be 45 minutes, but, you know, we had some technical OBS bitch ass difficulties like we have every fucking time, because OBS is a, you know, we're not gonna talk about
chill,
that.
Chill.
Oh shit. All right, cut that off. All right, Dak Attack Mac Mac Sack is gonna lead us out, and I know we say we're gonna have guests all the time. I'm trying to work on it. One, my social anxiety, I got to work on that. But two, the most important thing, which I should have said as one, is the whole, I got to get like a chair. I got to get a whole setup, because I don't want. Remember when Rigel? Wait, you weren't living. You weren't my co-host then. Whenever Rigel came through, he had, you know, my shitty little black chairs. He had that. Yeah. And then I was sitting in something like this, and he's like, damn, man. I thought we were fucking friends. And I'm like, dude, just chill. just hold on for like an hour. And he's like, bro, my back. My back hurts. Meanwhile, Morgan is sitting in like a comfortable ass computer chair. Yeah. I'm chilling in that big black like turtle shell.
Everybody
chair.
Else is comfortable but the minority.
All right. We're gonna cut that off right now. Oh man. Shine, Tides, SoundCloud.
No barking.
No barking. What's